The deal to repurpose DEI positions, quote, disparages the prospect of belonging at our university. That's the message from UW Student Group Associated Students of Madison. Dominic Zappia from ASM joins us now, and thanks very much for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
What is your further reaction to the UW Board of Regents approving the changes to DEI in exchange for funding from the legislature?
Yeah, I think the feeling among students is we're disappointed and disheartened. I don't think this was a surprise for us as much. I think we've kind of seen it coming, but the signal this sends to marginalized students on campus that there's not a place for them, that they don't have that sense of belonging, that this university isn't willing to put money to support those students is, it's frustrating.
Yeah, so what's your response to Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker Voss, saying, quote, this is just the first step in what will be our continuing efforts to eliminate those cancerous DEI practices on UW campuses?
Concerning. I think the language there of the first step is really what gets me. I think as students, we were concerned that this opens the door for the legislature to further pressure the university to put in whatever content they'd like, whatever curriculum. One of the parts of the deal is that the university will have a chairship of conservative thought, and allowing for the legislature to encroach on the university's freedom, and this being the first step of that is frustrating. Having decisions over policy, having decisions over how this university is structured is dangerous, and it does not make me feel welcome knowing that they can so quickly intervene and will likely do so again.
How are students helped by DEI efforts on this campus?
It's a sense of belonging and a sense of welcoming. Beyond being an ASM, I personally serve as a house fellow in the international learning community, and I know how valuable it is to have specific DEI programs to support students, to have named staff members with specific focuses on these issues supporting students. For academics, having specialized tutoring, for having belonging and creating events and community. Those programs are so essential in making students feel like they can connect here in Wisconsin, right? A lot of students come to Madison and they feel they can connect to those communities easily, but DEI is essential in making sure that everyone has access to the Wisconsin idea and experience.
So those positions are to be repurposed, according to Republican legislators, towards student achievement. Given that there are some stark disparities in things like graduation rates among students of color, wouldn't that be a positive thing, kind of putting these all towards student achievement?
Sure. I can see where Voss is coming from, but there's specific value in those DEI positions for those communities of students. I think that's missed with this, right? Equity isn't, it's about supporting students who have been historically marginalized, and directing that towards everyone is gonna have some students fall through the cracks.
Do you trust UW leaders that they hold as a core value their commitment to all students, including those from underrepresented communities?
I think if they're really committed, then they should see the value of these DEI programs. I mean, it's all students is part of recognizing that I serve all, I mean, for me personally, part of recognizing that I serve all students is that I serve a vast variety of communities, and different communities require different supports, different resources and accessibilities. And I think to really be committed to those core values, you need to recognize that students aren't a monolith and students require different support that can only be done through DEI.
How do you think this political shift will affect students from unrepresented communities as they consider whether to even attend UW-Madison or the UW at large?
Yes, I think for students who are considering to come to UW, knowing that this university essentially traded programs supporting them for a building and for staff raises, it's not a good sign. I can't imagine feeling welcomed here after what happened today. It would definitely impact my decision, and I would not feel welcomed if I knew what they did.
Given that you are a student leader and you represent all students and you serve in the international community, does this feel personal, do you think, for students of color?
I think so. There was an incident last spring that happened with the university as well where a racist video came out and the university was unable to take action. I think it's further showing to students that this is not a place they feel welcomed. As a house fellow for my residents, I care about them deeply as part of my role, and I'm grateful to do. Knowing that students aren't invited to the table for these decisions, that students don't have a say in these things, I feel like I can't protect my community as a student on this campus, and it hurts.
Dominic Zappia, thanks very much.
Thank you.